This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Here's the question for you. Does time erase all hurts? Is it really true? In other words, does the passing of time erase the sting of tough moments? And there's one thing for sure, we've all had tough or difficult moments. Now, some people say time heals, others say no, it doesn't. And there are those who feel that time can get rid of certain feelings like hatred or resentment, but it can't really erase the memory of that matter, whatever it is. Now, those who've lost a loved one can say, almost without exception, that time does not remove the sting. It was Stonewall Jackson who sang a love song called Wound that time cannot erase. So I think there's a better way of looking at this, and I think that time does not heal all wounds, and there's a better way of saying it. It's what you do with the time that heals. Let me say that again. It's what you do with the time that heals. Now, time may heal some wounds, but there are others that require a lot more than time. When we've been abused or we've been lied to, for example, betrayed by people that we respected or trust, I think we need a lot more time for healing of that. The anniversary of someone's death becomes very difficult in the calendar and reopens the wounds. So what's more accurate to say is that the loss of someone you love creates a permanent hole in your heart that never goes away. But you can build and strengthen the muscle around it. How? By focusing on what you still have, working out ways that you can really integrate the memory of that loved one or friend who's died. And I know someone, for example, who plants a rose in their garden each anniversary. It's a special time for them to remember. Have you ever broken a glass, for example, and it shattered across the kitchen floor, and all you could do was sweep it up and throw it away? And you would remind yourself not to go barefoot on the floor, because tiny pieces of glass can sometimes linger around. Can you relate that to a broken heart, for example, that feels literally it fell out on the floor and shattered into a million pieces? And you probably felt like you'd never mend. The hurt is just too immense. So today I'm thinking of this saying, time heals all wounds. But at the moment it's broken. You don't really believe that. You're looking for brighter days. You can only see the grey, dark days. There's no colour. There may be a mist of rain somewhere, but there's no clouds there. So your broken heart can be from a relationship that's gone wrong. As I've said, someone who's died, your child, for example, may have strayed from your faith, or perhaps your family has moved away. So you sort of go from moment to moment saying, God, please help me. Can you get me out of this? I want to say today that it's only God that can mend your brokenness. He's the potter. And that's his speciality, actually, moulding us through the tears and the trials. And if we can remain on that wheel of the potter, as the clay did, to be restored, we can then end up with going to other places and getting support from people. Jesus can mend that broken heart. Now, just as we go through valleys of life, we can experience times of hurt. What do you do with these experiences? You can ignore it or deny it or delay it, or the other word they use is minimize it. You say it's no big deal, it doesn't hurt anyway. And we say, well, time will heal all my wounds. David was the psalmist who wrote in Psalm 39, I kept completely silent, but it did no good, and I hurt even worse. That's Psalm 39, verse 2. Or you can run away from the problem. People can run away trying to find relief. Again, the psalmist in Psalm 55 says, I wish I had wings like a dove. Then I'd fly away and rest. I would hurry to my place of escape. And sometimes life just gets too much. We can try and hide it. In Psalm 32, when I kept things to myself, I felt weak deep inside of me. I moaned all day long. And I think that's true. Many of us are good at hiding it. We wear a mask. When someone says, how are you? We say, everything is fine. We don't really want to admit that things are not good. So the problem is, if we ignore it, it just festers, it gets untreated, it will come out anyway. So don't carry those hurts. Time has not healed the wounds, but God, through his Holy Spirit, is the only one who can actually bring healing. Thank you, Lord, that you bring healing to those wounds. May that happen for me today. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.